One other issue about management of the ER-positive patient before we get into the other main thing I want to ask you about was, which was your take on management of the HER2-positive patient and all that's happened with adjuvant trastuzumab. And that is, what about the issue of chemotherapy in the patient with an ER-positive tumor? We've seen a real sort of interesting change in attitude about that whole issue. First, the node negative, and now we're getting some data in node positive, and also the whole issue of the oncotype in these patients. Can you kind of provide an overview of that issue of chemotherapy in these patients and how right now we're approaching these patients clinically?
There has been the suggestion for decades. You know, Mark Lippmann published a paper way back in the, I think, late 70s, early 80s, looking at chemotherapy sensitivity of hormone receptor positive breast cancer, and suggested that women with ER-positive breast cancer were less likely to experience benefit from chemotherapy. And that's a theme that's come back in many different ways. We know that the frequency of hormone receptor positivity increases with increasing age, and we know that the benefits of combination chemotherapy decline with increasing age, so there's a suggestion there. And there was a recent publication from the Early Breast Cancer Trialists Overview Group that looked at chemotherapy benefit in hormone receptor negative patients and stratified them by age and found remarkably similar risk reductions, proportional risk reductions across all age groups. Well, if that's the case with the receptor negative patients, then it suggests that maybe the declining benefits of chemotherapy with age really are not related to age. They're related to changes in frequency of hormone receptor positive disease. There are also some older trials looking at the use of CMF chemotherapy that suggested that once you got to a what we would call a moderate level of estrogen receptor expression, that there was no benefit from adding chemotherapy to good hormonal therapy. And I think that that's a theme that's beginning to emerge today, that women who have hormone receptor positive disease benefit to a lesser degree from chemotherapy than do women with hormone receptor negative disease, and that at high levels of estrogen receptor expression, the benefits of chemotherapy may be very, very low, if any benefit at all. So there are a number of ways we can look at that.